dick hole. It feels fucking fantastic. Have you ever seen anything like that before? It's always a good time with Tim Henson. Please leave your morals at the door. You'll be hearing come farts and silly Utahs. And you can bet you'll be coming back for more. You better sign up for the Super Freak Sideshow. It'll take you to places that you've never been. And if you don't, I have one message for you. The consequences will never be the same again.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my home.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd.
Cut the water off!
Cut the water off!
Hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you, back to start a brand new week of programs.
Cut the water off!
That's enough. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Don't worry, I didn't forget about you. Oh, I've got some special things in store for your genitals. I'm gonna please you in all sorts of ways with my tongue, my pinky, my lifelike penis. You're gonna be moaning for me to stop. Begging, even. That was supposed to read moaning for me not to stop, but let's be honest. No one's ever said that to me. Usually it's, you know, are you finished? Your elbow is on my hair, it's pulling. Hurry and finish up before they stop serving breakfast. But I digress. I want to try really hard for you because you're my freaks and you deserve to be pleasured.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, like this guy. He's getting real good.
Do it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
That's what a fist in your ass sounds like.
Ah!
All right, enough. Ah! I've got some Valentine's Day wishes to send out. First and foremost, I'd like to send a great big happy Valentine's Day to the lady in my life, Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl actually recorded a morning Valentine's Day doot for us all. That's a nice sounding vowel movement. Nice fluffy turd there.
A hort-shaped duty coming out of my hort-shaped proleus. For you, on this 2000 Lingelven Valentine's Day, good morning, happy Monday, Cheryl Murkowski here, coming to you live from the poopoir, on this amazing Valentine's Day, full of, Leop's horts and smiles, for you. So it's, you know, these intimate settings that, you know, let my love, for, the people in my life feel still. My sugary wound, is a burning for you.
Sugary wound.
I just wish someone would eat it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If anyone would like to eat out Cheryl's sugary wound, contact her at whorehole.org.
It's due for a eat out.
Yeah, I bet. Oh.
20 inches. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much, Cheryl Murkowski, checking in on this Valentine's Day 2011. Moving on. Oh, I also sent to all of my Twitter followers a very special Valentine's Day card, so if you'd like to see that, follow me, at Distorted View, all one word. Moving on now, it's not just Valentine's Day. Let's not forget it's also Black History Month. Last year, or the year before, Corey found a fantastic song performed by a black for black.
Cut the water off!
Yes, exactly. All right, this is a an African-American singing all about black history to the tune of Lady Gaga.
Blah, blah, black, his history, in February. Blah, blah, black,
I forgot to mention, this is a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, as if that needed to be mentioned.
I'm not so different just cause of my skin. I'm just like everyone in this whole world. I'm not your slave. A slave, 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 I'm not a slave.
I'm spicing it up a bit.
I have dreams and I've got a heart. There's no big difference that sets us apart. I'm not a slave. Slave, 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 I'm not your slave. You know, I've got a dream, Martin Luther King said.
Oh my God.
All men are created equal. This month is to remember you and me are all the same.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa.
This month is to remember you and me are all the same.
Cut the fucking song off. Moving on, I'm sure we'll be playing some more Black History clips real soon. And by Black History, I mean silly black people doing crazy TNB shit. Anyways, moving on now. I've got a great clip from a local newscast over there in Fort Wayne, Indiana. A storm is brewing.
A former Fort Wayne mayor is getting some national attention. Thousands of people voted online to name the new city-county building in his honor.
But that probably won't happen because of his name. News Channel 15's Don Austin is here to explain.
Well, Heather, Mark, the people voted, and the top pick so far with more than 10,000 votes is the Harry Balls Government Center.
I'm sorry, what's the name of that building?
Is the Harry Balls Government Center.
The Harry Balls Government Center.
Named after one of the city's longest-serving mayors, but not everyone's on board with that name.
Now, listen to this government official and how she pronounces his name.
Harry Bales apparently was...
Harry Bales!
Harry Bales apparently was a great mayor.
No, wrong. It's Balls. You just have to say it, because that's his name. Just say Harry Balls, you stupid bitch.
Harry Bales apparently was a great mayor. That's what I'm hearing. If you read the comments, actually, people are very serious about what he did as mayor.
No, the only reason they're voting for him is because his name is funny. Harry Balls.
What he did as mayor.
No one gives a shit what he did.
The family was, you know, it's part of our history. I think it's part of the history we're proud of.
To pick the new name for the building, people went over to feedbackfortwayne.org. They made suggestions and voted.
It's an online thing. Of course Harry Balls is going to be the winner.
The overwhelming front runner was the Harry Balls Government Center.
Harry Balls was the mayor of Fort Wayne back in the 1930s and 40s. He even served a term in the 1950s. We have a street named after Harry Balls.
Oh.
So what's the big
Harry Balls Lane
deal about naming the new city county government building after him?
I feel that it'd be an honor to have him have the building named after him.
I believe that's Jim Balls. That's his... Is that his real name, Jim Balls? Jim Balls is like a grandson or something.
And so many people have voted for it. I say let the people have the say.
But this isn't an election where the person with the most votes wins.
We want to look at something that reflects both the city and the county. So, you know, we're looking for something that isn't just a mayor, for example.
So is this all about the name? Some people think the Harry Balls Government Center would make Fort Wayne the butt of jokes. After all, the family did change the pronunciation of their last name from Balls to Bales. Jim said it was his grandmother's idea.
At the
time, you can't just do that. You can't just change the pronunciation of your name.
At the time when Harry was born, the connotation wasn't there like it's come up through the years. So I think she was just trying to save the family a little bit of embarrassment.
Changing the pronunciation of your own goddamn name, that's ridiculous. From now on, no one call me Tim Henson. I'm now Tim Heinzkoon. I know, it looks like Henson, doesn't it? But no, it's pronounced Heinzkoon. All right. Thank you very much, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Your news is stupid. Moving on, let's get back on track. It's Valentine's Day. The stink of musty, sweaty pubic hair is in the air. And just to help you get even more aroused, here is a gay guy shaving his pubic area.
Hi.
Hi.
Trimming my pubes off so I can put my my leather cock ring on.
Sounds reasonable.
Much more easily without tearing up my bloody hairs. Think of old Gino. He's having a wank behind us.
Yeah, there's a guy just sitting in a chair behind this dude, just jerking off.
That man's got 8.5 inches and a fucking thick cook. I can barely take it down my throat.
Well, all right. I like all the information we're getting from this guy.
You guys watching this video, wish you were here so I can, you can hold my balls for me. Or clip my nuts. Hey?
The quiver?
Or clip my nuts.
Clipping.
Hey? Oh, dude. How you going over, Gina? Yeah, pretty, sound pretty good? Fucking hot day.
Okay, now we're talking about the weather.
But tonight,
such a weird scene. We're talking about the weather while one guy shaves his pubes and the other guy's jerking off in the corner.
But tonight, yeah, air conditioning on. I'll be able to put my my leather cock ring on, and I'm gonna fuck you senseless like usual. This guy just can't take enough of me. I was fucking him the other day, but...
Funny story. I was fucking him yesterday.
I was fucking him the other day, but... How many hours? Three and a half hours? 5 hours? Oh, no, that was the first time. That was special. But, oh, dude.
5 hours?
You have got the tightest, sweetest arsehole I've ever come across.
Aww.
No, see? Pun intended.
Romantic. This is kind of a weird video to be on XTube. Is that a fetish? Like clipping your pubic hair? He has multiple videos. This was sent in by Nard, by the way. So, of course. Thank you very much, Nard. A couple more clips and then we will get into the news. This is a guy pouring douche, into a woman's ass and pussy. And that her ass is up, right? So her ass is up in the air. Her head is lying down on the ground. And he tells her to squeeze her ass and pussy as hard as she can. Oh, here we go. All right, douche is in.
Push it out as hard as you can.
The douche comes flying out, spraying out of her cunt, and up in the air, and promptly down on her face.
Push it out as hard as you can.
You stupid idiot. What did you think was going to happen? Porn whores are really, like, they're retarded. Speaking of retarded, I've got a kid here playing some computer game. It's kind of like Dance Dance Revolution, except you just use your keyboard and press the arrows, I guess. And he gets very frustrated.
Doing this monitor.
Started to throw around his monitor a bit.
I can't get a comfortable spot for my right hand at all. Like, this has been my problem for fucking since I got this monitor.
Oh, fucked up again.
The wall behind my fucking computer wasn't broke till I got this monitor. Now it's completely fucked to shit.
Yes, because he keeps pushing the monitor into the wall, and he's punching the wall, and apparently using his head. And slamming it into the wall as well. I used to do that. When I used to play old school NES games, I would never punch the wall, but I would throw my remote across the floor and shit. This guy does have some anger issues. Well, and that's it.
Get the fuck out of here.
One more try. Here we go. You can do it. I have faith in you. Nope. Oh.
Fucking love to do. Oh.
He just broke the monitor.
Yeah.
The screen is busted.
Look what I did. Oh, fucking well.
Now you have a useless monitor, you idiot.
Looks like I'm retired. Now I need a new monitor.
like, I probably shouldn't even play again because shit like this will just happen again. Like, yeah. Look, that, fucking that, fucking that.
Yeah, he's showing off all the holes in the walls.
Fucking, like, the rest of my fucking room. Oh, I should probably fucking quit this game. Look, I fucking put my head through my wall.
Okay, enough. You get the idea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet Sideshow members, what are you waiting for? Support the program. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Someone emailed me and said the exact number of episodes. He actually counted all of them, and it's about 1,300. So that's what we're up to right now. You get access to all of those shows, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. Sometimes I do video casts. As a matter of fact, this past weekend I posted a new video cast. If you want to grab that and tomorrow's extended show, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right. You'll get a nice little personalized RSS feed. You can grab all of the normal shows, extended shows, all the bonus content. It's very cool. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. If you're anything like me, you love the taste of pizza. I go cuckoo for the shit. Combination of cheese and pepperoni and bread and Jimmy's. Yeah, I get sprinkles on my pizza. But the one thing I hate is, of course, paying for it. Someone has finally cracked the code, and I'm going to share with you his amazing secret on how to eat for free. Yes, a 19-year-old Holly Grove man over there in New Orleans or something called Domino's last week and ordered a pizza to be delivered to the 8600 block of Palm Street.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
That's right. When the delivery man arrived with the pizza pie, police say the man threw a cup of bleach into his eyes, temporarily blinding him and causing him to drop the pizza. Ta-da, mission accomplished. The alleged attacker, Terrence Alexis, has been booked with simple robbery and second-degree battery. Bond has been set at $200,000. The delivery man, who is not named in the report, has yet to regain his sight a week after the February 3rd attack. I don't think it's going to happen now. Although I will say this, his eyes have never been whiter or brighter.
Mama keeps white, fresh as a new day.
Mama
keeps colors bright in a new way.
Mama
gets stains clean with...
All right, enough. Just the magic of Clorox, too. All right, yes, apparently the guy has not regained eyesight. The damage, though, according to police, is thought to be temporary. Court records show Alexis last July was arrested and booked with aggravated assault, illegally carrying a concealed weapon, and aggravated assault with a firearm. Records show that in September he took an Alford plea. I don't know what that means. Well, that means he did not admit... I should just read the next sentence. Meaning he did not admit he was guilty, but conceded that the strong evidence could have led to his conviction. Interesting. You learned something here on Distorted View. Second story we have for you today. Oh, I love this one. CBS Los Angeles reporter Serene Branson had what appeared to be a meltdown during a telecast from the Grammys last night. Just after anchors went to her, she began slurring her words and making no sense. Branson was taken to the hospital to determine whether she had a stroke, according to multiple reports. Let's take a listen to this gibberish. This is CBS 2's Serene Branson.
Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison... Right, let's go ahead, Terrence Chase, and let's put it to have the pet.
One more time.
A heavy birtation tonight.
There was a heavy birtation. I understood that.
A very, very heavy heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison... Right, let's go ahead, Terrence Chase, and let's put it to have
very Darrison. In a statement issued this afternoon, the station said Serene Branson was examined by paramedics on scene immediately after the broadcast. Her vital signs were normal. She was not hospitalized. As a precautionary measure, a colleague gave her a ride home, and she says that she's feeling fine this morning. The station, however, did not elaborate. One more time, please.
Which we're seeing for the very first time, Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight.
Okay, a very, very heavy birtation. This is like Raymond 14 doing the news.
Had a very
Ming Dynasty! Harpo Jarvey!
Garrison.
It was a very Harpo Jarvey type of night.
Right, let's go ahead, Terrence Chase, and let's put it to have the pet.
Oh, poor Serene. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Australia. The best man at a wedding was left battered and bloodied after he was hit in the head by a fast-moving dildo. Ta-da! The flying phallus left Darwin architect Jor Skrmvik, 31, nursing a split forehead. Mr. Skrmvik said he was injured by the bullet-shaped pink sex toy, measuring about 12 centimeters in length, at a bucks party to farewell friends Peter Rawls' bachelorhood. Mr. Skumovic was still... I really can't pronounce that name. Skumovic. S-K-U-M-A-V-C. V-C? How are you supposed to pronounce that? Mr. Skumovic was still sporting a scar on his forehead at the wedding nearly 3 weeks after being dinged by the artificial dong. The darting dildo drama unfolded on December 28th in a rented two-bedroom unit. Mr. Skumovic said about eight other friends joined the party. He said a scantily clad exotic dancer appeared after a while and was soon performing her party trick, shooting dildos at the guests. Ah. Mr. Skumovic said those who had seen the infamous ping pong ball scene in the Australian film The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, would know how the party trick worked. Everyone's familiar with the ping pong ball trick, right? She shoots them out of her twat. He said the pink projectile was flying an impressive 7 meters across the room, shooting dildos out of her pussy like a missile. That is a talent. And looping about 2 meters high. It wasn't a strong shot when it hit me in the head. It probably just landed in an awkward sort of angle. You gotta be careful. Dildos are made up of tons of awkward angles. She was shooting it through the room from one corner to the other, he said. Other people got it in their chest and knees. I was the only one bleeding. It was my turn, and it landed straight on my forehead. She started apologizing straight away, but I just said it was fine. Then I touched my forehead, and there was blood. Mr. Skumovic had difficulty describing the tearaway toy in detail. I don't have a massive experience with dildos, he said. The scars left by the offending object have since healed, but Mr. Skumovic said the story was still very much alive. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freak, speak to me, please.
Timothy, lesbian, sex, Henson. Hey, what? This is a lifetime member, seed-bound atheist. Actually, I had two things I wanted to ask you. One, I was wondering how you were dealing with this freak blizzard that has been around our part. I know up here in North Chicago,
it's given us quite a few inches
and has shut down the Navy base up here.
Wow.
But there's another thing I was wondering a little bit more important. I know that you love the Wii game Tatsunoko versus Capcom, and I know that you have an Xbox, so I was wondering if you were going to get the game Marvel versus Capcom 3, and if so, what was your team going to be?
I haven't thought about my team, but I have seen trailers for the game, and it looks good. I actually might get it. I actually just soft modded my Wii. So, God damn it, this fucking windscreen. I'm sorry. It keeps tapping the microphone. I got the homebrew channel on my Wii and I installed the emulator and stuff. Of course, I only installed ROMs to games that I own, but I think I have to say that right legally. But anyways, I am having one fuck of a time installing this thing called USB Loader GX, which allows you to basically save games, right? You insert a disc into your Wii, you can burn it onto a USB hard drive, and then then you can play it right from the hard drive. But there's so many steps involved, and it's very complicated. If someone could give me instructions, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Tim, I just remembered Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
So I walked into a gas station, and
what?
Guess what? I am greeted to the song Sledgehammer. So I figured I'd just call you and tell you that.
All right, yes.
You have good work. Bye.
I in my car, I have a Bluetooth thing or whatever, and it can double as an FM transmitter. So if I want to play music from my iPod or something, I can have it, picked up through the FM, and I can listen to it on my radio. And the only station that works for some reason is this Christian station, and all the other stations come in fuzzy, it doesn't work right. But for some reason, the Christian station works with the FM transmitter. And when I turn the transmitter off, the Christian station comes on. And the first song I heard today was Our God is an Awesome God. I actually recorded myself on my iPhone singing along with it. Maybe I'll post it on my Facebook page.
Hey, Jimmy Boo, what it do?
Hi.
It's Jimmy Boo, Loyal Sideshow Freak.
This past weekend, I went to an event, coincidentally enough, at a church. And I thought of you because the Dr. Pepper 125th anniversary is made with real sugar. It's a throwback.
I know.
Dr. Pepper.
I know that.
It's,
I've told you guys about
that. That Texas Dr. Pepper.
Dublin Dr. Pepper. That's made with cane sugar. It's a little bit different.
True. Hey, it's Sideshow member TJ from Chicago. Listen, you've been playing a lot of Raymond Fortin and talking about him a lot on your recent shows. And, you know, you've asked the question before, why is Raymond Fortin so fucked up? I think I may have an idea of one of the reasons. I think there's many reasons, but one of the reasons why he's so fucked up. He actually talked about it on one of his videos. I don't remember which one. I can probably find it later. But he apparently was chewing on a piece of lead. Yes. And he was chewing on this piece of lead.
That makes sense.
He got lead poisoning. This was back in 2007, apparently. And then in 2009, he chewed on the same piece of lead again. And in the video where he's talking about this, he actually holds up the piece of lead and shows it to you, and you can see there's very visibly bite marks all over this piece of lead.
Yeah, well,
so that's one explanation. I'm sure there's a lot of other...
I think his problem started way before 2007, though. Lead couldn't help, but...
Jigo Tim, loyal sideshow freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist. And I just wanted to say, I noticed that you've had your mom on the show a lot the last couple weeks.
Yeah, every week she was on for a couple
weeks. And that gave me
weeks.
A good idea. I think for a Mother's Day episode, probably not on Mother's Day because you rarely ever do a Sunday podcast, but I think for a Mother's Day show, you should co-host a show with your mother. I think it'd be great to have her do an entire show with you. Listen,
maybe she might do an maybe I'll have her co-host the extended portion with me or something. I don't know. It's a good idea.
Hey, Tim, this is a message for all the Canadian freaks, so listen up. Go sign a fucking petition against this stupid-ass internet metering thing because it's stupid and it needs to stop because it will make us pay more money to download Distorted View. So go sign it. Stop
yeah, what the fuck is going
Canada.
On over there in
okay,
Canada?
Thank you. Goodbye.
It's all messed up. They're having they want to have metered internet traffic now, paid by the gigabyte or something.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you.
You psychopathic
You
bitch.
Idiot! But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach!
Tell me what?
You want to fuck
Arnold
with me?
Arnold checking in?
You want to fuck with me?
Okay, enough.
Timmy Boo, what it do? Sideshow Freak Negro Corey here.
Had
yet
Negro
another
Corey.
You know where you're a freak when moment. I am driving in the car listening to the Monday show, February 1st. Tuesday show, actually. And you're playing the Your Cardboard Heart bullshit going back and forth, and I'm laughing my ass off, and my wife is going to the hospital for inducing our second child tomorrow morning.
So.
I think that's pretty much a free laughing about abortion on the eve of your second child's birth.
Nice.
Holla.
Yes, holla at your boys.
I'm looking for Mr. Tom Hansen.
That would be me.
I'm checking in with you about the debt you owe to Macy's. If you could give me a call back.
What? What the fuck? Shut up. It's so stupid. Why do people call, waste my time with that shit? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
My sugary wound.
Yes, Cheryl. I want you guys to subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to rate us, review us over there on iTunes as well. Very important. And I will see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
There's a dance at my high school on Valentine's Day. There's a boy I'm in love with. Does he feel the same?
Happy Valentine's Day, no one.